Hey everyone, welcome back to Uncensored. I have Chelsea Naimes back with me. She's the gut and research health coach, former Shih Tzu. And Chelsea reached out to me recently and she wanted to talk about something that's really in our face, like all the time in the yachting industry. And that is the topic of the typical phrase that we hear over and over. This is just yachting. Welcome to yachting. That kind of stuff. Chelsea, can you... Let's get talking. And hear what brought you here and what you want to explore.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Marian. This is, it's such a great platform. And this is a topic that came up for me organically. It has come up a few times over the course of the year. And basically what's been happening, so the topic of conversation has come up a few times for me over this year in stories, not only in friends and old colleagues, but also in life coaching clients of mine, is that overall,
these people are part of yachting, correct?
Yes, these are all yacht crew, whether they're retired or current yacht crew, or maybe they're somewhat in the industry. They're really being taken advantage of this year. And it's interesting because I think it's something like you said, Marian, that the conversation has come up a lot in the past. I'm finding more and more crew being really taken advantage of, and whether it's underpaid, overworked, even more so than usual, understaffed in certain programs, lack of food and budgets and chefs, and just lots of different dynamics where people are just really feeling like they're not being taken care of. And they're really feeling like, ma'am, I'm not being looked out after in this program. I'm not feeling supported. There's been this incident that happened, or one example, a client of mine went home right before lockdown. She got stuck at home. The boat chose to pay her through that time. Now they're asking her to pay them back and asked her to receive less salary over the next few months in order to pay them back that time that she was home without any conversation about it. So just really interesting, weird things that are happening. And the common thread that I'm seeing through all of these different circumstances and stories is that, oh, this is just yachting. Like you said, welcome to yachting. It's this mindset of gaslighting and mindset of this excuse that this is just how things are and you need to just accept it and move on. And it really got me worked up recently because it's been like a few circumstances now where it's like, this is not okay. And I know I mentioned before we started recording, like, I don't know the answer, but I do know that finding the answer begins with having a conversation about it.
Absolutely. And thank you for opening that conversation. So as you're talking, what's really coming up for me is that sense of powerlessness, right? Of I don't have a voice. I don't have a choice. I have to take it. And if I don't like it, I'm going to have to move on because this is just the way it is. And I don't have any power or choice to potentially change that, which I think is complete BS because we do have the power and the choice to change anything we want, even if the paradigm seems, or even the industry, right? The big monster seems to be huge, right? And I think this is what we're doing through conversations like this. This is changing the paradigm. This is giving the story a new story, right? A new version of it. When I say this, what's coming up for you? What I know you talked about the thread of this is just yachting, but I feel like that's like the cherry on top of the cake. What's truly beyond what that little phrase is showing us, right?
Yes. I love that so much. I think, and you mentioned two particular questions that kind of came up for you when we first started talking about this, and even in just the last few minutes reflecting on it. Number one, I think seeing women lose their power, and not just women, men as well. Of course, I'm speaking as a woman, and in times where we have seen injustices happen, I think just what you said, it's about taking back your power and changing that conversation and really remembering how powerful you actually are. And I think the reason why it's getting me fired up, because of course I'm a secondary, I'm retired from the industry now. So reflecting back on my time in the industry, number one, it's obviously showing me instances that are in my mind that maybe I haven't healed from yet where I felt powerless to speak up. And secondarily, now where I have my voice, where I have done that work, and I've been able to take my power back in those instances. And now I feel very passionate about helping other people do the same. And in this specific example I just mentioned in regards to the salary and one of my clients, who I'll keep anonymous, of course, she said to me, "Chelsea, if this had happened a year ago, prior to us working together, I know for a fact I would have just rolled over. I would have taken $1,000 less salary per month, just what the captain suggested, and worked that debt off that I supposedly owed them for the time that I was home," which none of that was discussed. That was like a loan, quote unquote, even beforehand. She said, "But because over the last year, I've done the work to find my own worthiness, I know and I can see it how wrong this actually is. And I feel empowered to be able to say, you know what? I'm not afraid of the consequences here. I'm going to do what is right, and I'm going to speak up to what is right." And I think that is really what sort of, like you said, it was like the cherry on top of the cake, where it was like, wow, for the first time, I'm really seeing this play out in real life, where a woman has done the work to find her power and is only then able to speak up for what she feels as right, and is not allowing that overarching paradigm of this is just yachting, you better just deal with this, to be an excuse for her. Yeah, I think it really is. That's what it is, just an excuse that we continue to feed from in order to not step into our real power, into speaking our voice, into walking our truth. Absolutely, I agree with you. And I think that 2020, that is what this whole year has been about. And yachting is just one of those industry where you can truly see the reflection of the collective in such a potent way. And if you look back at everything that has happened in 2020, everything has to do with empowering yourself, about speaking your truth, about saying no more, like this enough is enough. Like, we need to speak the truth. I think that this is really a great topic that you're bringing up, because the time has come.
Yeah.
You changed that story.
It's really about feeling victimized by it all and making an excuse for it as the victim, or truly saying, no, I am no longer a victim of my circumstances, and I am going to speak up. Just like what you said, I'm going to speak up for what's right. I'm going to bring this incident to the attention of the people that need to hear what's going on. And I'm not just going to stop at that. I'm really going to continue on that journey. And I heard something early in lockdown, and it was along the lines of, 2020 is basically bringing all of our shadows to the surface. Anything that we're feeling during this year, it's not new. None of it is new. It is all old wounds. It is now, the light has been shed right on it. It's like the spotlight turned to all those pieces of yourself that you are not feeling like exposing. And guess what, honey? They're exposed. Like, all of our private areas that we try to keep ourselves private, like, 2020 is bringing it all to the surface. If there are pieces of you that are unhealed, this is a really beautiful opportunity, like you said, to start changing that story and to feel empowered in your voice. And I think really allowing ourselves to shift away from even ourselves using that excuse of this is just yachting. And it does bring to a broader topic of conversation that you mentioned right before we started recording. And that was, you know, this industry is only for the thick skinned, right? It's not meant for the softies. It's not meant for the empathetic people. It's not meant if you're too sensitive. And I grew up as someone who was always told, you're too sensitive. My whole life, you're too sensitive. Oh, you're just too sensitive. And I've learned through years of self-development and studies and doing the work, the self-reflective work, that this is actually a superpower of mine, and that sensitivity is actually an opportunity to really learn how to connect with other people and how to be vulnerable and feel empowered within that vulnerability, and to allow myself to get vulnerable in a way that is actually inspiring for other people. Another conversation I had with a chief stewardess, also a coaching client of mine, she said, I had to be, of course, she's a leader, but she said the other day, this was a perfect example of where I had to practice my voice and I had to be a leader. And her limiting belief that she was working through was that every time she had to be a leader, quote unquote, or call a meeting together with her interior team, it felt like confrontation. And she said, I'm so fearful and afraid of confrontation that whenever I tried to teach or be a chief stew and be that leader, my voice shakes and I feel like people aren't going to take me seriously. And I feel like if I'm vulnerable in my emotions, then it looks like I don't know what I'm doing. So it's a really interesting, and I'll even add to this, it's an industry that is very masculine, right? It's and this is, I think, a conversation that you've had with a few other people on the show. It's not only is it run by men, but the energy behind it all is very masculine. And what I mean by that is it's very go-go. There's no stop. It's very rigid in the structure. It's very same every single day. And the feminine energy that lives in every human being, the masculine and feminine, lives in all men and all women and everyone in between. The ability to flow, and it's the ability to allow yourself to have change. It's the ability to find balance with that really hustle and go energy. And at the root of it all, yachting is just simply not that. It's a very go-go industry. And on top of that, crew are under serviced. So we're being pushed to our max, burning out on both ends, and then not knowing where to go for support. It's like this perfect whirlwind of, yeah, it's almost no wonder why mental health is not the greatest in this industry. And no wonder why after 5, or heaven forbid, you make it to 10 years, by the time you leave, you're just so lost and stressed out and confused, and your body is broken and your mind is like all over the place. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree with a lot of the things that you're saying. What's coming up for me as you're talking is that, you know, we can, one, that people need to understand that however they're relating to anything in life, because that's all you do in life, you are in a relationship to yourself, to others, to work, to your car, to like whatever it is, your constant relationship, right?
Your car. I love you.
You have to understand that human beings relate through their trauma.
Yes.
Until they heal that trauma, meaning they change the story that they've been telling themselves for so long in order to survive whatever happened in their childhood, basically. And then they start relating differently. So you may not understand, like that girl you said, like, I find myself having a shaky voice and all this. And at some point in her life, obviously, speaking her truth was not okay. And this is how she's relating, because she's in survival mode constantly. And this is how most, if not all, I think 90%, I would say, people, not just in yachting, just in life generally, this is how we're relating to each other. We're relating to fear constantly. Yeah. That's what we're doing. It's like relating to survival techniques. And what I find is that 2020 and yachting in the industry, especially yachting, it can be a catalyst to really heal and empower yourself to in a place and in a way that you had no fucking clue it was possible. Because at least that was my story. And I can say that 14 years of yachting has only made me better.
Yes.
Because it has allowed me to find myself. Because I was being put in such a narrow, confrontational box. But that it was like, if I don't do the work, I'm going to get sick and I'm going to die. That's it. Because that's going to happen.
Yep.
And I was heading that way. And then I was able to flip the switch and be like, okay, I don't want to die. I don't want to do this. What do I need to do in order to become better? And then I was able to come back to yachting with a completely different mindset, with a very different not limiting beliefs, but actually empowerment beliefs that allowed me to have a different yachting career.
Yes.
I'm not saying that things were not happening. I'm just saying that I was responding instead of reacting. And I was able to navigate the industry from a place of love and compassion versus fear, right? Which it was like the story that I was in and that many of us are. So I feel that this whole topic of is just yachting is just really giving us the opportunity to go inward, look within and say, okay, what's here for me? Why am I making this an excuse?
Yep.
That I have to take this because this is just the way it is. No, things are not just the way they are. Things are the way you want them to be.
Exactly. I feel so grateful that when I first got in the industry, I was almost 30 years old. I was post a divorce and I had been teaching yoga full time for a long time. And of course, one of the eightfold path of yoga, many people don't know this if you've never studied yoga, but the asana, the physical postures, is just one of an eightfold path journey. And one of the other limbs of yoga is the practice of self-reflection and self-discovery. And I agree with you 1000%, Marian. I felt so grateful that at that time in my life, getting into an industry where all of a sudden now it felt like I just joined a college sorority again. And I thought, whoa, these are a bunch of adults that are like living in middle school again. They're not adults. They're children in big bodies with too much money and don't know what to do with all of the stress that all of that comes with. And I agree. I remember at the time really looking at myself in the mirror and thinking, all right, sister, buckle up. Like, you asked for the next level of your evolution. And this is the opportunity, because everything that I thought I had healed during the course of my divorce and there, you know, all of these childhood traumas that had come up during that time, anything that was left over, all of a sudden now in yachting was like, here's the mirror. I hope you're ready for it. And I think you're exactly right. And I don't know if, because in the industry, the reason why it is so full of disempowered people maybe is because maybe people get into it young. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. Or maybe the leaders in the industry have never experienced self-reflection. I'm not exactly sure. I don't really know where that is full of it, because you need your mirror.
Yeah, you're right.
And if you don't have someone to teach you or to hold a mirror up and to offer it with you.
Mirroring, reflecting what they need to deal with.
And yeah.
I think that's what it is. I think this conversation, the big thing that I think that I want people to reflect on is, when things happen to you in yachting, do you become a victim of it? Or do you take it and say, okay, what's here for me?
Exactly.
And I'm going to learn through this. And if that means I'm going to have to speak my voice and say, no, this is not okay, then that may be it. And maybe something else. It may be that at the end of the day, I think that every lesson is about that. It's about empowering yourself. That's all really it is. So there's in different images and in different stories, obviously. But what do you think is, or what advice would you like to tell somebody who, like your clients and all the people that you have talked about recently, that they're saying the common theme of, oh, this is not like, what's your advice when that story comes up for somebody?
Yeah. I have to say, and I'm very grateful for this, the women that I work with, they're sharing with me that that's the story of their coworkers, that they're like, these things are happening. And then the people around them are saying, that's just yachting. And they're like, no, this is not just yachting. But the point is that they're doing the self-reflection work, right? Yeah. The people that I'm working with.
That story is their story.
Yes, exactly. So if something has happened, and this goes for really any human being, I would say, if you've experienced something in your life, I have a lot of other friends who are not yacht crew, and they say, you know, this year has been hard. Life just keeps getting harder. Like, when is life going to get easier? And it's like, newsflash, this is life. It's not hard or easy. It's just how you perceive it and how you respond to it, how you digest it and how you absorb the lessons or nutrients and how you eliminate the toxins.
Right, of course.
Leave it to the gut health coach to make it a digestive fun. But if you're feeling victimized by it, right? If something has happened in your life and you're feeling victimized by it, I think the first thing to do is maybe honor those emotions truly, because the only way through it is to feel it. You have to allow yourself to feel it before you can heal it, right? Maybe Tony Robbins said that at some point. But in order to start healing that trauma, I think we're so scared of actually feeling those feelings to begin with that we just fall into these patterns of numbing out from them. So whether it's any kind of addiction, whether it's exercise or alcohol or shopping or sex or social media scrolling, whatever it is that you're getting that dopamine hit from, what is it that's really uncomfortable that's lying under the surface? What is it about that circumstance that you're really feeling triggered by? And then just let yourself feel it. Now, that being said, don't let it linger for too long. And this is where, of course, my secondary advice will always say, please reach out for help. Please reach out for help. There are so many amazing resources. I know we'll probably post some here. There are agencies out there now that you can reach out to. Of course, there's amazing leaders in the industry that you can reach out to. Of course, Mary and myself, I could list a whole bunch that have been on this show as well. And at least if we can't directly help, we can guide you in the right direction. But I think part of being human is remembering that we are energetic beings or spiritual beings, however you want to relate to that. We are energetic beings on a human path. So the human side of us has to be okay with that journey. And I think just allowing ourselves to feel sad is really an important piece to it all. Because I think even on a self-development journey, it can be a habit for people to fall into to say, oh, I'm healing though. I'm healing. So I can't be triggered today. Maybe that trigger really, maybe there's something else there and that's okay. So being in it and allowing yourself to be in it, I think is really step one. And then step two is if you are not liking what you're feeling, then it's time to start shifting. Of course, some self-reflective questions are always really important. Where is this really stemming from? Or one question that I love to ask is, what are you risking by letting go of that story? So in this particular example, because sometimes that can feel a little bit like, what the hell are you talking about?
I think you just like the tip of the iceberg. Because when you are, in order to give birth to a new story, you have to let go of something, to the old story. And that's a risk because you have been holding on to that so tight.
Exactly.
You feel like, oh my God, if I let go of this, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel that hurt. I don't want to feel that. But like, just feel it, move it through, and then allow yourself to go to the other side where you really, really want to be.
And I think, it's that steps to transforming those old wounds, right? Number one is for sure being radically honest. And this is where most people get hung up is the first step, being radically honest. So if, for example, the excuse and you making it pertinent to this, oh, this is just yachting. That's just a bullshit excuse, limiting belief, right? It's an excuse so that you don't have to take responsibility for what is happening.
Exactly.
To you. Because maybe it's not happening to you. Maybe it's happening for you, but you're not even able to see that yet. You're feeling victimized by it. What you are risking from letting go of that excuse or that story that this is just yachting is, ooh, I'm risking the fact that now maybe I'll have to take responsibility and now I'll actually have to be seen and be heard. And maybe I'm afraid of being seen and being heard because just like what you said earlier, Marin, maybe at some point in my life when I was a child, being seen and heard was not okay. It was not safe because when I did that, then I was X, Y, and Z, fill in the blank, whatever happened in your life, right? Step two is, of course, forgiveness. So after we're radically honest with ourselves, then we have to forgive. Most of the time, it's ourselves for holding on to that story for as long as we did. And then probably the other perpetrator in the situation, right? Whatever that may be. And even if that's the perpetrator in the immediate situation, and then also probably the perpetrator from your childhood where the real juicy stuff is coming from. Like, this is just a mirror to what's happened way back when, right? The first 7 years of our life. And then step three is gratitude, right? It's like, it amazes me. King amazes me how many people just want to complain to hear themselves talk. And I'm like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. Let's just bring it all back. First and foremost, what's happening is super shitty for sure. But let's be honest right now. You have a job. Let's turn it into gratitude. Let's be grateful for what's actually happening.
And I like that you're bringing this up because people need to understand whatever you swim into, expand.
Yeah, what you appreciate, appreciates, right?
And what you don't, then it de-appreciates.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
Talking about how you're not getting paid enough or you are not having enough breaks or whatever.
But then you're too afraid to ask for it, right? I'm not getting paid enough, but I'm too afraid to ask for a raise. Like,
exactly. All this stuff. If you're just continuously focusing on that, what do you think is going to happen? More of it's going to come up because that's what you're asking for. If you, like Chelsea said, just shift and say, okay, this is all shit. What's good?
Yeah.
Listen.
Exactly.
Feeling good.
I start off every coaching call with what is going well. We're going to dive into the bullshit. We have an hour to do that. But first, what can we celebrate? Even if it's the fact that you woke up and brushed your teeth today, celebrate it then. Because then what happens is, just like what you said, Marian, of course, where focus goes, energy flows. Now, all of a sudden, we're in this mindset of, well, yeah, actually, this went pretty well. And then that went pretty well. And then I had this conversation. And then this thing happened. And all of a sudden now, whoa, my eyes are open to actually a whole different story. Now I can go back to that other story that I was feeling heavy about with maybe a more curious mindset rather than judgmental, or maybe a more creative mindset rather than stuck.
Exactly. I agree.
Okay, guys, I really hope that you got what you needed and you can throw out what you don't. And yeah, my intention for this episode is for you to let go of the story that we have all been holding on to, that this is your yacht, and let's take real responsibility and see what's underlying and what's behind that story for each of us as individual, so we can hopefully, heal it, get over it, change the story, create a new one, and empower and inspire other people to continue to do the same. So the paradigm actually shifts once and for all.
Yeah.
Because the paradigm cannot shift if individually we don't do the work. We are the most starting tool.
So yes. Amen, Marian. Thank you for holding space for it. Yes. And of course, I would love to offer some of those resources here too for anyone. If you are in a circumstance where there's been a real incident happening to you, and I think that's just to cross the T and dot the I, there are real incidences that need to be addressed in this industry as well, and not gaslighting those things and really showing light where things are truly wrong and they're are excuses for those things that are happening. And get yourself signed up with Nautilus, reach out to one of the leaders in the industry and protect yourself. So that way, if something were to happen, then you know where to go for support.
Absolutely. And we'll put all the links for you guys to make it easy for you and how to reach Chelsea if you want as well. And thank you, Chelsea, for bringing this up. I think it was right. Perfect timing as always.
As always.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lav. It's an honor.
Okay, bye guys.